哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿，哎呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿呀呀嘿呀嘿。Elder Voices, a window to the past, a door to the future.
My real name is Wilfred, and the Eskimo name is Iligudak, and I have another Eskimo name from Big Diomede, Upkena, and my last name is Anolek. I'm originally from King Island, but I was a summer baby born in Nome in 1947, August 5th. When you do the Eskimo dancing and singing, or in the back dancing, you feel good about yourself. You feel better. It makes you feel better. And it makes you forget all the problems you had in your life, in your mind. And it's just like turning everything over to the care of God. King Island drumming and dancing was done for way before I was born. Probably for, I don't know, maybe 1,000 years. And all the instruments were made out of, the drum was made out of driftwood, the hard piece of hardwood that stump part, and the skin was from walrus stomach, and the handle was made from a hardwood or reindeer horn or ivory handle. They used the string, long string, to really make it tight and make it sound good. Now that dancing, which was used for meditating and prayer. Before, after the missionaries came back in probably 1800, 1900, the missionaries thought we were dancing or praying for the devil, and it's not true. It was just like to make us feel better. Eskimo dancing was used for special occasion, like when young person hunt a seal or any kind of birds, we had dances over them to make them migrate more. And the walrus dance was done for, I always say, good luck for next hunting season. And there was a wolf dance, which was performed by different villages before, way before I was born. Growing up at King Island, us younger generation, we had glimpse of Eskimo dancing. You know, we barely catch the way they Eskimo dance, and because us kids were always doing something else, not listening But then later on, when we get older, we start learning. Some by old recordings, and Eskimo singing wasn't really written on a piece of paper. Somehow they keep it up in the brain, or they remember by listening how they did the things back them days. And today, I'm very proud for my King Island relatives that are keeping up the native songs that almost lost, you know. We are getting all those old songs back slowly, but it takes practice to get good at it. I mostly perform when they have conferences in Nome, and although I kind of shy away from it, but still, I listen to it on radio and on DVD, and I also practice my voice with my Eskimo drum at home. As a teen, after we moved here back in 1959 to early 60s, when I was a teen, I started listening to rock and roll and some country and a little bit of bluegrass and religion program. When I was 17, I wanted to become a musician, rock and roll singer, and I couldn't do it back in them days because I wasn't very educated. Back in them days, I didn't know how to read English or read notes. And my first instrument was an acoustic guitar when I was maybe about 16, 17 years old. I ordered from Cadillac for $25 acoustic guitar. After I ordered that guitar, I was listening to 45 RPMs long playing albums. Very first singer was Elvis, who was back them days, and other singers I listened to on record players, and I always say they sound good, you know, and I like the way they make music, just like Eskimo singers, you know, they're good, and I learned by listening. I'm mostly self-taught musician. And as I got older, I kept playing all these years, Eskimo dancing and playing guitar and teaching myself. And today I go to the library, get all the copies from the computer and with the guitar chords and bring them home and practice on them. playing guitar. No, it's just like drumming and strumming guitar. It makes me feel better. It takes my stress away from my mind. And it playing guitar and reading the notes teach me how to read better. I did take a writing poems when I was in GED class in Anchorage, and how to write poems, and learn how to write songs. I do have some few songs that I wrote, and I keep practicing them till I find right kind of tune for them. Playing guitar and singing in the back, it's just like, when you're beating your drum. Just like beating my drum on my guitar. My grandparents raised me until they passed on, and I seen how they survived in harsh winter at King Island and summer. It was a lot of work. My grandfather, he was the first president back in probably 1920s, and he became chief later on, and he was a strong leader. He was a teacher to his friends and relatives at King Island. He was a skin boat builder and Eskimo drum maker. He was also like a doctor when people have some kind of sickness or flu or dislocated joint. He was more like a chiropractor too. They hunted and all the food we ate was from the ocean and land. And we had a cave at King Island, which was used as a cold storage for, like, when they have big spring walrus hunt, and they would store all that food in a cave for next winter use. And then we had sea oil and blubber stored in a cellar for next winter use. It was like a refrigerator and freezer, like we have electric freezer today. And back them days, it was natural cave freezer that stayed. The meat that stayed still kind of fresh and a little bit aged. And the cellar was used for storing grains, sea oil, and other hunting gear. And cellar was mainly used for dry goods, like dry meat and sea oil and some more eggs that they pick back in June before we come here to Nome for the summer. The eggs had to be eaten right away before they spoil. There are mer eggs, puffin eggs, seagull eggs, kittiwalk eggs. The eggs we ate there was, it was boiled like a heartache to have breakfast or for dinner. When I was growing up at King Island, we didn't have beef. Back them days, all we ate was native food. And today, a lot of us that are older, we are healthy. Our main diet was native food, and that never make us fat or gave us like diabetes that like we have today. We are the seasonal people. And wintertime we ate seal meat, king crabs, blue crabs, tom cods, blue cods, and they call them bullhead fish. And springtime, they hunt ugu to make before walrus migrate up north. And ugu was hunted first in spring. That was our bread and butter. And the ugu meat was eaten boiled soup or dry meat, and the blubber was like permitted for 2 weeks to make oil out of it. After the seal oil is done, I would watch my mother cook the oil in a big cooking pot mixed with blubber, which we call ayakshak. And it's a delicious delicacy. I still eat it today, and all these things that I learned from my mother and my grandparents, how to prepare native food, picking greens, berries. I watched my mother make agutak all these years, and after she passed on, I start making agutak on my own. It's the healthiest food that we grew up with. It's better than store-bought food. Right now, I'm teaching one of my grandsons how to hunt out on Bering Sea, and I am a boat captain, and I am responsible for my crew, and I am responsible for my grandson and his relatives that are younger generation today to let them watch me do things on the ice, cutting up, and teach them how to help other hunters. King Island was nearly 1,000 feet high. The way I say it easy was we didn't have no material like cars or trucks, or although we did have skin boats that we can travel on. And we didn't have no violent going on back them days, which was good for us. They were steamboat builders, good carpenters, and good ivory carvers. We did have Eskimo sport, and I said that was simple way of life. We were so isolated from other world that back them days, growing up there at the island, we didn't know how to speak English. We natives have their own law, Eskimo laws, and how to do things when they are hunting for food, and how it should be split to a family member, relatives, and friends. There was a whole lot of Eskimo dancing, especially in winter time. That was to kill time, pass the time, and long winter hours. We have back them days. We always have something to do. We had three clubhouse, men's clubhouse that was used for just about everything, for Eskimo dancing, potlatch, Eskimo inupiaq carving, and skin boat building, kayak building. And what I mean, Eskimo clubhouse is, which was built out of rocks and like a dome house. And the entrance was crawling through the tunnel and coming up to the, like a seal hole, which was pretty neat. The clubhouse was not really cold. It was always warm inside, even in winter time. When we have big Eskimo dances, the clubhouses would be warm by body heat. And although we did have a wood stove that was made out of a 50-gallon barrel cut in half, I would watch my grandfather light up the wood stove, and he would get the old walrus blubber, slap a big piece of walrus blubber that is used for heating back them days. Growing up at King Island was, we had more peaceful life there. Back them days, we didn't have jails. And I didn't know much about violent life back them days. After we moved to Nome in 1959, I was at the age of 18. I drank once, and after that, I never drank for until I was 20. And I saw things going wrong and saw myself going to jail. Alcohol wasn't an answer, but it was just making our younger generation life become violent. For me, I thought that was only a way of to live after we lost so much of our native way of life, and I saw my part of my family apart from drinking too much. When I was 40, I decided to get more help through the programs and stop making trouble. And what really helped me was that reading a Bible, use it as a compass. And that's how I got better, reading the Bible and a big AA book and getting help through the program, getting sponsors, and learn how to communicate better, which I do today. And today I don't have to think about drinking anymore. Today I don't have to think about causing problems. I'm just a human being just like you are. If they have that kind of problem, the young person should attend treatment center, counseling, and especially with the native counseling too. And how to be more positive. To stop is to be themselves and learn about this, about themselves, and which I did. Be involved in a native gathering and like hunting and fishing and camping, and like playing Eskimo sports. Let good things happen to your life and be positive and learn about from the mistakes we all make. And that's the only way to do it. At my age, I'm one of the last in the pack who speak our language fluently. Back in the days where we lived in the village, where it was a community, we're so spread apart. It's important for younger generation to learn about native way of living and speaking our language. Our younger generation need to learn from us. My hope for them is to be good kids and to work, to have better job and better education, and to learn more about our bilingual teaching, and to ask questions from us older people, Native people, and how things are done when they need to know about Native way of life. My real name is Wilfred, and Eskimo name is Iligudak, and I have another Eskimo name from Big Diomede, Upkena, and my last name is Anolek. Summer baby, born in Nome in 1947, August 5th.
You've been listening to Elder Voices, a production of KNOM.